Can head back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'd like to just spend a minute before we... Yeah. I need that enthusiasm. I'm just thinking, Lord, help me have that energy. Glory to God. I'd like to just take a minute before we get into the Word this morning and just begin to pray for our nation and pray for the decisions and the things that are going on in the world, the situation in Ukraine. We just need to pray over that stuff. And as a church and as a body, we just need to lift that up and just ask God to intervene. I really believe that we're in the last days, and I think that there's some events that have to happen that are going to make the world uncomfortable, right? But we know that He's coming soon. But it's our responsibility to occupy till He comes. And part of that is praying. And we have power in prayer. We have the name of Jesus, and we're together. And there's more than two or three of us here. And there's this power in that. And so just join with me in prayer. Father, we come before You in Jesus' name. And Lord, it's hard for us here on the earth to even discern the truth because of all of the voices and the noise that's being heard. But we want to just settle into Your presence, Lord. And we pray, Father, for the people that are innocently being harmed in the conflict in Ukraine, Lord. And I pray for the Russian soldiers. I pray for the Ukrainian people, Lord. I pray, God, that Your truth would come to light. And Father, that in the midst of that, Your church would be strong, that Your church would stand up, and the church would offer hope to those who have none. And Father, I just thank You for all the refugees that are in Poland, that You're empowering Your church in Poland to take care of them and to share the love of Jesus. But I just come against the enemy that would try to kill, steal, and destroy in these situations. And God, in our own nation, we need Your mercy. We need Your compassion. We need Your love. We need an outpouring of Your Spirit, Lord. And there are many polls that have said that we're going into post-Christian era in our country. And Lord, I just rebuke that in Jesus' name. And I know if You did it before, You can do it again, Lord. And I just ask for a revival to break out in this country, in our little part of the country, Father. If You would just move, we just believe You, God. We believe that You're big, You're strong, and Father, that it's still Your will for all men to be saved. And we ask You, God, for an outpouring of Your Spirit, even at this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, 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 amen. If you have your Bibles this morning, I want you to open them to Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3. Glory to God. I want to challenge you this morning. I want to encourage you this morning. I want you to walk away from here with a knowing that God is for you. He's with you, but He has some great expectations for His church. Let me say that again. God is for you. God is with you, but He has some great expectations for His church. And His church is yes, it's huge. It's got so many members throughout the world, but His church is also individual. I'm the church. You're the church. We're the body of Christ. Amen? Glory to God. Now, if you go to again to Exodus chapter 3, and we're going to start in verse 11. And just think about this. I'm just going to, before I start reading, This is the Moses who, when he was a younger man, after he'd been raised by the Egyptian, he was wearing, I mean, he had it going on. He had all the good stuff. He wore the right clothes. You know, I mean, he had it going on in the country. And he said, man, I'm the man. And I'm going to deliver my people. So he saw one of his brethren being mistreated, and he killed the Egyptian that did it. And, you know, he thought, and then he got scared, and he ran. And he ran into the wilderness, and for 40 years he was sheep, you know, keeping sheep, right? The great deliverer, right? And so here God's visiting with him and going to talk to him about the call that he has on his life, that he's had all of his life, but God said, your call is not done. I want to tell you, everybody that's sitting in this room and everybody that's watching online, your call is not finished. It's not complete. It's not over. As long as you have breath in your lungs, come on. As long as you have the ability to speak, as long as you have the ability to do something, God wants to use you. But verse 11 says this, but Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to the Pharaoh that you should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? I just got to say this, that through the process of time, Moses was emptied of himself. And here he was at a point where, who am I? Come on. And some of us might have that thought. Who am I? Lord, you put this task before me, but who am I? And I'll just tell you, it's not about who you are. Come on, let me just say that again. It's really not about who you are. Verse 12 says, so he said, I will certainly be with you. Has he said that to anybody in the room? Come on, has he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you? Has he ever said that? Right? He said that I'm with you. Yeah, but you don't understand what I'm going through. It doesn't seem like he's with me. Circumstances have come against me, and things aren't going the way that I planned, and this is happening and that is happening. All of the circumstances have no bearing on the fact that he's with you. I was with somebody a couple weeks ago, and there was three of us, and we were talking, and they were talking about what they'd gone through in the last couple of years. And there was some rough stuff, but I said, do you realize that when you were going through it, he was with you? Yeah, but it didn't seem victorious, but it doesn't matter. He was still with you. When you went through the hard times, when you went through the suffering times, when you went through the things that just didn't make sense, he was still with you. Verse 12 again, so he said, I certainly will be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. And then Moses said to God, indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and then they say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? In other words, you're telling me to go to talk to people. What do I say? How many have ever felt that? I mean, if you feel impressed to go talk to somebody, you go, but God, what will I say to them? And listen to his response. This is so good. Verse 14 says, and God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus shall you say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. I am that I am. I want to talk to you this morning about the great I am. The great I am is with you. In fact, the great I am lives inside of you. The great I am is for you. And I like this, that he didn't say that I was. And he didn't say, I'm going to be. He didn't say, listen, tell them I'm going to be with them. He said, tell them I am. I am. Watch this. Faith in the I am is what puts you in the present power of God. The present working of God. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1, now faith is the presence, is the evidence. Come on. Now faith is not yesterday, it's not tomorrow, but faith is right now. Faith is right now. Now faith is. Now faith is. So the now that faith is now gets you in touch with the I am who is now. See, God wants us to understand that when we go to the store after church or we go to work tomorrow or we're facing people that seem impossible situations, that we're not going alone, we're going with the I am. It's not the testimony of the grandparents or the people that saw miracles back in the 1900s or whatever. He is that. He did that, and we praise God for that. But that won't get you anything in the present, because God is I am. And the I am is with me. I just want to go over these titles, because this is toward you this morning. When I read these, don't look at them, he was, or he might be in the future, but he is right now. Listen to this. I am thy shield. I am thy exceeding great reward. I am Almighty God. I am God Almighty. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and the God of Jacob. I am the Lord your God. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. I am holy. I am the Lord your God which separated you from other people. I am the Lord which hallow you. I am the Lord, and that is my name. I am He. I am the Creator of Israel. I am the Father of Israel. I am He that blots out thy transgression. I am the first, and I am the last. I am the Lord that makes all things. I am the Lord God who teaches you and leads you. I am He who comforts you. I am the Lord of hosts. You shall know in that day that I am He that does speak. I am merciful. I am with thee. I am the God of all flesh. I change not. I am thy Savior. Now listen to this. This is in Jeremiah 32:27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for me? I know all of us have got different situations, whether at work, whether in our families, just some really things going on. But the answer to all of those have to be, He is the Lord. And the I am is with me, and there is nothing too difficult for Him. Amen. Do you believe that? Or are your circumstances such that they kind of are too tough for God? God looked at what you're going through and said, I've never seen this before. Jesus, we better have a meeting, because I don't know how to help Bruce. I've been trying for a lot of years, but I don't know how to help him. I don't know how to get him through what he's going through. I don't know how. Come on, we have to say, the I am is with me. Go to Genesis chapter 15. We're going to look at some of the things that I just quoted out of the Word. In Genesis chapter 15, God is so good. I've found that He's with me. I don't always feel like He's with me. And if I look at some things that He's asked me to do, sometimes it's like, God, are you really with me? I'll just give you an example. We were talking and putting together this Easter. If you have problems with Easter eggs, just deal with it. Because what we're doing is we're reaching out to the community to bring them into a place where they can be introduced to God. Right? We don't worship an Easter bunny. Right? We don't. But glory to God. Whatever it takes to present Jesus to people, that's what we're about. Chapter 15, verse 1. And these are the things the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, Do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield and your exceeding great reward. You are, come on, watch this. You are children of Abraham. You are the blessed of Abraham. You are sons and daughters of Abraham. What does that mean? If He did it for him, He'll do it for me. But He's not the I am of Abraham in the Bible. He's the I am of right now in Port Orchard in Jesus' name. He is my shield and He is my great reward. What does that mean? He'll defend me. He'll take care of me. He'll make sure that the promises that He's given to me will be fulfilled in my life. He is the I Am. Is He your I Am, or is He your I hope so, I hope in the future, I hope sometime? No, He's the I Am. Until you make Him the I Am, you don't have the ability to have faith in what He's promised you. Let me say that again. Until you make Him the I Am present right now with me, you cannot have faith for what He's promised you. Glory to God. Verse 7 says this. It says, then He said to him, I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of Chaldeans to give you the land to inherit it. Come on. He's the same God who saved you that is here to be able to deliver you. Did you know that the greatest miracle in your life was when you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Right? How did you do that? It was His grace that brought us to salvation, but it was our faith that allowed us to speak into existence the things that were not. Because I wasn't saved. It was impossible for me to be good enough to be with God. But with my mouth, I believed in my heart, and I said with my mouth that Jesus is my Lord and that God has raised Him from the dead. And by saying that, watch this, I put myself in the position of Him being my I Am Savior. Right now, right here, even though Jesus died 2,000 years ago, I entered into the now and the I Am when I made the statement and said, Jesus, come be Lord of my life. And so even in the promises of God, we've got to begin to get Him back into the I Am instead of that He was or that He will be. I need God to be in the I Am position. Come on. Hallelujah. Just turn a couple pages to chapter 17 and verse 1. It says, and Abraham was 99 years old and appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. I am God Almighty. Now that sounds good and it's wonderful, but sometimes we just say it to be said. Yeah, it's God Almighty, God Almighty. But what this word is He is El Shaddai. That's the God who is more than enough. The God who is more than enough are with you today. This morning, right now, the God who is more than enough is with you. What does that mean? If He's with me, the situation that I'm facing has got an answer. I may not see it today. I may not see it tomorrow. Come on. Abraham been waiting for a lot of years, and he didn't say, well, you know, if we can work it out, maybe Sarah will get... No, listen to me. Quit focusing on who Sarah is, and quit focusing on who you are, how old you are, or your limitations. Start focusing on me, because I am God Almighty. I am the one who is more than enough. I can deliver you. I can set you free. Come on. Again, in Ephesians chapter 2, where it says that we're saved by grace through faith. Did you know that word saved has much more meaning than just, I'm no longer going to hell? The word is sozo, and what it means is deliverance. It means provision. It means healing. It means everything that you have need of, He's already provided, but you need by your faith to get the I Am in your today rather than your yesterday or your tomorrow. I Am. I Am. Go to Genesis 26. I've decided to preach me happy. If you want to come along, that's fine. If not, that's okay. Hallelujah. Genesis 26, and look at verse 24. He said, and the Lord appeared to him the same night and said, I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and I will multiply your descendants for my servant Abraham's sake. What's he saying? He's saying, just like I was with your daddy, I'm with you right now. Just like I was then. So everything that your daddy said that I did and the miracles and the things that you saw and the testimony and the miracle that is you, I am. And I wasn't just with your daddy. I wasn't just with brother so-and-so. I wasn't just with somebody who testifies all the time, always seems to have God doing miraculous things. I'm not just with them. I'm with you. Because everything, watch this, everything that's been done for anybody else in a supernatural way, it was not done because they were something. It was done because he's something. And he's with me. He's with you. When you leave today, when you go out to your car, when you go home to your house and do whatever, the I am is with you. And you need to have the I am in your presence every waking moment. You have to come back to the God Almighty, El Shaddai, is with me. And whatever I'm faced, he is more than enough to see me through. Glory to God. The I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 6. Exodus chapter 6. Who is he? He is the I am. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 6. There's so many scriptures that you can go to, but whenever you get to a place where it says, I am, underline that and start to go, oh, wait a minute, that's for me. Because the I am is with me. He sent Jesus to die in my place so that I could be part of the family of Abraham, that I could be brought in. I'm no longer under the curse, but I'm with him. And so if it says I am, then the I am is with me. I'm not on the outside looking in. I'm not trying to get in. I'm not trying to buy my way in. I'm not trying to do something to get in. By faith, I'm just believing that what God said, he meant. And if he's the I am for anybody, he's the I am for me. He's my wisdom. He's my joy. He's my peace. He's everything. Exodus 6 and verse 2, it says, and God spoke to Moses and said to him, I am the Lord. I am the Lord. Come on, think about this for a minute. When you pray and you're talking before God, this statement should put reverence inside of you for who you belong to. I'm the Lord. What does that mean? I was there before anything existed. I've always been and I always will be. I created everything that you see. I put the order into space. Come on, it's amazing to me just how magnificent the creation is. And it didn't just happen. God created it. God's intelligence, God's design, God's ability to produce is what created everything that we have, everything that you see. Isn't it amazing? But he is, with us right now. He's the I am, not the I was, not the I'm going to be. I am the Lord. I am the Lord. Okay. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob as God Almighty, but my name, Lord, I was not known to them. This is really cool. What's he saying? He's saying this, is that I presented myself to them in a fashion, but now I'm making myself personal to you. I'm causing a new thing to happen. I'm causing a covenant to happen that's going to be different than what they had. And what they had was good, but what you're going to have is better. Oh, this gets better. I said, this gets better. Verse 4 says, I have established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan and the covenant of the land of their pilgrimage in which they were strangers. And I have also heard the groanings of the children of Israel from whom the Egyptians kept in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out of under your burden of the Egyptians. I will rescue you from their bondage. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. So I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what enemies that you have. But when you get the I am in the middle of what you're going through, it changes everything. It's not up to me to get rid of my enemies. It's up to me to worship the great I am and believe that He's with me. And if He's put something inside of me to do, then it's up to Him to make sure that it happens. I just got to wake up in the morning and go, woo! I am with the I am. Come on, I am with the I am, and the I am is with me. I'm on time, I'm at the right place, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and glory to God, even if I messed up yesterday, He is the God of my Redeemer, He's the God who makes up for my mistakes, He said He'd never leave me nor forsake me, the I am is with me, so I am in the I am, the present is with me right now, right here, no matter how I got here, the I am is here. I am in the I am. So it doesn't matter if I blew it. Oh, God, I was supposed to do this and this and I didn't do it. I know all of that, but I knew you'd be here. And I decided to be with you back then. And I'm still deciding to be with you right now. And I am the I am. So you're not too late to fulfill what I want you to do. All you got to do is wake up today and say, I am is with me. And so I'm going to do today what God's called me to do. And in the I am, everything that He is available to me. So that He will be who He is. Go to Leviticus. Leviticus. And chapter 18. Leviticus 18. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I just can't do that. I know you can't. But you're not supposed to do it. You're supposed to believe that the I am is with you and He will do it. You just cooperate with Him. But I stutter. How can I talk to those people? How will they believe what I'm saying? That was with Moses. He didn't do this, but I could just imagine God going, I said, I am with you. Get a clue. Oh, you don't, nobody knows the struggle I've seen. You don't know that the I am is with you. Or you wouldn't be singing like that. Glory to God. My deliverance is in the I am. Let me just say that one more time and maybe you'll get it. That my deliverance, what I need, my answers, what God has put on my heart to do is in the I am. And I am with the I am. Verse 2, 18:2. Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, I am the Lord your God. I'm speaking to you right now. The Jehovah God, El Shaddai, is your God. He's your God. Yeah, but you don't know. I mean, I got this problem, I got that problem. I understand that, and I'm not, it's not that I don't have compassion for that, but I want you to focus not on that, but on the fact that the I am is with you. He's not only with you, He's in you. Everywhere you go, you can't get rid of Him. You can only cause Him not to be able to work because of your unbelief. Yeah. Jesus said, in my own hometown, I couldn't do anything there because of their unbelief. It's like the man who came to his daughter was sick and his disciples couldn't do it. I mean, it was just a mess. And he said, listen, just believe. And the man turned to him and said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. And this is the way I picture things. If I can keep my eyes on the great I am and understand that He's with me, it will keep me in the... If I see Him, I believe anything. Right? Come on. If you could see the angels that are standing behind me right now, it would put a different perspective on you of what's happening right here. Did you know that one of His names is that I am the Lord of hosts? Do you know what that means? That means He is the Lord of every angelic force, every heavenly being that's on, you know, in the universe, and they are at His command, and He is with us. We don't ever talk about demons without talking about the Lord of hosts. You might say, well, you know, there's a lot of demons after me. I don't care if they're all after you. We have them outnumbered at least 2-1. And not only that, the one who's leading them is the I Am. And the I Am is with me. Whew! If God be for me, who can be against me? Hallelujah. Verse 6 says, and none of you shall approach anyone who is near the king to uncover him his nakedness, for I am the Lord. In other words, do things right because I'm the Lord. We live our lives as if God is with us. Woo! Glory to God. Look at verse 21. And you shall not let any of your descendants pass through the fire of Molech, nor shall you profane the name of your God, for I am the Lord. In other words, the more that we recognize that God is with us and we honor that, the less we are likely to do things to offend Him. Lord, I'm just going to, you know, watch this movie and watch this and this and this. You don't mind, do you? You're sitting here with me. You're the I Am is with me. Holiness is with me. It's okay for... I don't think so. When I think about that, I'm not going to... I don't want them to see me do this. Right? The more we're aware that the I Am who is holy is with me, the less we're likely to be to do some of the things. It will help us keep our flesh in check. Flesh, shut up. You can't do that. The I Am is with you. Go to John chapter 8. John chapter 8. This is where Jesus... oh, let me say this correctly. This is where Jesus really upset all of the religious folks. All the religious folks, they were asking him because they were trying to trap him. He was making some tremendous claims, doing all kinds of miraculous things. But this statement is the one that really fried them. It's in John chapter 8. At the end of the chapter, in verse 58. We'll read verse 57. We could read the whole thing, but 57 said, then the Jews said to him, you are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham? Think about this. Picture yourself here. Jesus has been talking to you, and He's made some statements, and you go, wait a minute. Come on, man. You're not even 50 years old, and Abraham and you are tight? Watch this. Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you, that before Abraham was, I am. I am. People question whether Jesus was deity. Right here He says, before Abraham, I am. Look at this. Before you got in the mess that you're in, I am. Before you were plagued with the problems that you have today, I am. Before your family got in a mess, I am. Before all your money ran out and inflation's going crazy and gas is up to, you know, whatever it's up to, I am. I am. I'm not saying you don't plan, you don't do things that are smart, but on the other hand, I can't limit myself to my ability. I have to be cognizant and aware that the I am is with me. So if he asks me to do something, he is with me. Go to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter. Y'all getting something this morning? Come on, what are you facing today? You're not facing it alone. Come on, you're not facing it alone. He is with you. And not only that, he's for you. Come on, he is for you. John, 1 John chapter 4. And you know these verses, but I want you to begin to read them from a different perspective. When we read scriptures like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, you got to get it from, man, I can do this thing. No, you can't. But through Christ, because the I am who I am is with you, then it's a piece of cake. And I don't have to get it done on my own because he's with me. Verse 4. 1 John 4, 4 says this. You are of God, little children. Woo! I'm of God. The minute that I made Jesus the Lord of my life, I am in a position that I am of God. I didn't say I am God, but I said I'm of God. When I get on my knees or I start to pray to God, I'm praying from a position not of a foreigner looking in, but I am of a son who belongs. Do you know who my daddy is? Come on, do you know who my daddy is? Imagine this. Just imagine this for a minute. You walk into a new car dealership, and it's got beautiful Rolls Royce, Maserati, any kind of car that you could think of that you really want, Corvette, whatever you want, whatever's, you know, floats your boat, right? They're in there, and you walk in there, and you just got on some jeans you've been working in, and a t-shirt, and everything. You walk in there, and you go, hey, I want to look at one of those Lamborghinis. The salesman looks at you, what? Don't waste my time. But then you say, well, just a minute. I just want to pull out my wallet and I want to show you a picture of who my daddy is. And Bill Gates just happens to be your daddy. This is your daddy? Well, let me show you this one. What color would you like it in? Because just because you were clothed that way doesn't mean that's who you are. What you need to begin to see is who your daddy is. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's not about me. It's about the I am who is with me. Verse 4 again. Read this. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. What does that mean? There's nothing that you face that he hasn't given you the ability to overcome. But not in yourself, in him. The greater one lives on the inside of me, and that's awesome. But the minute you begin to believe that, you begin to face situations from a different perspective. I need rent money. But he said he'd provide all my needs. He said, don't worry about where you live, what you're going to wear, what you're going to eat. I've already taken care of that. Wait a minute. Yes, there's a need, and I really am a little bit hungry, but the I am is with me. And if He provides for the ravens, He's going to provide for me. It puts us in a different perspective. The I Am is with me. Yeah, but you know, my limitations. Quit looking at your limitations. Yeah, but you know, you're getting a little bit older. No, you're getting a lot older. I got to tell you this story. Very funny story. I'm out working in the yard 2 days ago, and the little neighbor boy is about 8 years old. He comes walking over, 9 years old, I don't know how old he is, but he comes walking over. How you doing? Are you going to build a house? And we've got the forms all out for the house. Yep, I'm going to build. He said, you're old. And he says, you're always out here working. Old people are supposed to be on the couch. I may be old on the outside, but on the inside, I'm being renewed day by day by day. And I can do all things. I might not be able to do it as fast as I used to, but I can still. Don't limit me by what my age is. Don't limit me by what my heritage is. Don't limit me by what anybody says about me. I know that I'm a child of God, and the greater one lives on the inside of me. Hallelujah. Look at verse 17. It says, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, as who is? The I Am. As the I Am is, so are we in this world. What does that mean? That means that the I Am living on the inside of me is the one who's going to put me over and help me to facilitate everything that He wants me to do. I have my part in it. I've got to be a doer. I've got to be a goer. You know, come on. God, give me a new job. God, get me a new job. And the reality is get up and put in an application. Right? Oh, I need more money. Go get some work. Right? Anyway, I won't go there. But the minute that you do and you put in the application, you're not putting the application in by yourself. You're putting your application in the I Am. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, it says that we're doing the right things and we got mercy and we got love and compassion. God gives us favor with Himself. And He causes us to have favor with man. I'm in Him and He's in me. Glory to God. And the greater things. As I am in the world, so is He. And as He's in the world, so am I. In Ephesians chapter 1, and we've read this many times, and I need to quicken this up. But in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 17. And the Apostle Paul's praying that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Why? Because as He is, so are you. Well, let me say that one more time. As He is in the world, so are you. If you represent Him, then He's going to give you everything that you need to accomplish what He's called you to do. One more story. Just think about this. I'm a contractor, and I've got this great big job, and it's going to cause, you know, they've got to put up cement, it's a prefab building. Got these big columns, you know, just big panels that put them up in place, and then they stack the next one up in place. So I hired this crew, and I said, listen, go out there and build that building. Great, we'll do that. We'll do that. Yeah, we'll be out there on Monday morning. You get out there, and what's there? Nothing. Except these big cement slabs. And you go, the man who hired you would be foolish to pay you if he didn't give you the equipment that was necessary to lift that up and put it in place. Right? God's not foolish. So if He's called you to do something, the I Am is there with the equipment for you to get it done. So rather than look at your lack, look at your Father. And so the more that you get to know Him, the more you begin to understand who you really are. Because I'm in Him. Now watch, again, we could go for a long time on this. That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Can you think about that for just a minute? God, I don't know who I am because I am basing my whole life on what I've been. But He wants you to base your life on who He is right now with you. And He wants to open your eyes to the truth of that. Glory to God. That like when you're preaching, when you're singing, when you're witnessing, when you're serving, you're not serving by yourself, but the I Am is with you. When I'm doing the dishes, when I'm doing this, when I'm doing the I Am is with me. Open my eyes, let me see. Come on. That the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also that which is to come, and put all things under His feet and gave Him to be head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fulfillment of Him who fills all in all. We are the body of Christ. We are, watch this, the I Am is with us, so we are the I Am that the world sees. But our access to be in the place where we need to be is our faith in He is with us and He is who He said He would be. Amen? I am that I am, but I am with you. Today, right now, I am with you. I'm not only with you, I'm in you. So quit looking at your problems through you. And look who's with you. I am who I am. Not I was, not I'm going to be, but I am. Amen? Did you get something this morning? Hallelujah! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, I thank You for Your Word today. And Lord, I just ask You, God, to impregnate our spirits with this. So that, Lord, when we wake up in the morning, we face tomorrow's traffic and the things that are going on in our lives, we're facing that in You. And we understand that as we drive to work, as we face and have the phone calls and we see insurmountable problems, that we understand that just as You are with Moses, You're with us. And that, Father, You'll give us the words to say when we need to say them. You'll give us the wisdom that we need. You'll give us peace because You're with us. And Father, we ask You to forgive us for our unbelief. But we're declaring this morning that we believe. We believe. We believe in Jesus' name. With every head bowed, every eye closed. And this is just between you and God. But if you're at a place where you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, and inside of you, you know that you're not connected with Him. You don't know if you'd go to heaven today if you died or you know, even if there is a heaven. I want you to know for sure and for an surety there is a heaven to gain and there's a hell to shun. And Jesus said, it's tight but it's right. He said that I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no man gets to the Father but by me. The good news is God's not mad at you. God's dealt with your sin. All you have to do, the only sin, watch this, the only sin that's going to keep you from heaven is rejecting Him. But if you accept Him, He's gracious and He's loving and He'll forgive you of all your sins. So just ask Jesus to be Lord of your life. Give your heart to Him. Start to fellowship and talk with Him. Read His Word. But give your heart to Jesus this morning. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. If I could have the worship team up, come up, we'll close with a worship song. But if you need prayer for anything, come on. The great I Am is here today. I don't care if you've been prayed for 100 times. The great I am is here today. He told me, as he told you, that if I lay hands on the sick, they'd recover. He told me, as he told you, that he is the delivering God. He's the one who supplies all of our need. If you need prayer for agreement, there'll be other people up here. If you need prayer, glory to God, come on up. But let's worship him with one more song. Amen. Again.